stadium deals in this neck of the woods have been a topic of conversation for quite some time. And the disappointment and the disenchantment that some clubs seem to have with their deals in Melbourne, well, it's taken about 12 months over the other side of the border to our west.
To get it sorted.
To get it sorted. And Andrew Thugan, CEO of the Adelaide Crows, has been involved in all of those negotiations and has been good enough to join us and tell us how it actually happened, Andrew. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations. How did you manage to get a resolution that keeps all parties presumably happy in such a relatively short period of time?
Yeah, well, I guess short has some perspective to it. I know back in Adelaide, people were calling it long. Your media colleague of ours, Michelangelo Rucci, I think had the day count up to 237 from go to woe. But look, it was hard, and these deals are tough at the best of times. Stadium deals can be complex, and this one was particularly difficult given there's an enormous amount of history that exists with the clubs. Obviously, the recent move for both clubs to acquire their own licences from the SANFL, it was it came off the back of a move to a new venue, and there were some big personalities involved as well. So, look, it was challenging, and to try and ensure that the cutout of the pie was reasonable for all. But look, we got there in the end, and I think we've got an outcome that's good for all parties. Albeit we've got another review in a few years' time just to check to see that the monies are flowing in the way in which we predicted.
Good morning, Andrew. It's Andrew Gaze here, and congratulations on the deal that you've been done. Having been a part of some of these deals in the basketball arena, I understand the complexities of them. What's the area that you've been able to claw back? How is it that you've been able to make the balance a little bit more in your favour?
Well, that was one of the challenges. Early on, we're looking at almost deconstructing and reconstructing the deal itself, and then ultimately what we got to was just trying to ensure that the money's flowing to the two footy clubs, Port Adelaide and the Adelaide Footy Club, came in at the right percentage. And so we actually didn't, in the end, we weren't messing around with the deal too much. It was more of the provision of some additional inventory for the clubs to sell, as well as effectively a cash bonus annually based on attendances. So it didn't look at recutting hospitality commissions or ticketing commissions or signage, porridge rates, all the other things that sort of form part of a deal normally. This was just about almost a dollar per attendee bonus that comes back to the club,
and that made it
pretty simple. And importantly for us, it meant that you've got a good proportion of it that's cash that you can guarantee. You can bank on a little bit more, and then there's another proportion that is through incentive for us to sell additional inventory.
Fantastic. And do you and Port Adelaide, do the two clubs, they work together on this one? Are you hand in hand, and do you have the same deal?
Yeah, no, we've got the same deal, and it was an unnatural relationship in South Australia. So I've spent more time with Keith Thomas in my first 5 months here than I probably will spend with him over the next 5 years. But nevertheless, it was a good one. Look, both clubs have the same deal. Our numbers are reasonably consistent or similar to each other. But ballpark similar, and obviously, just given the nature of us both moving to the venue at the same time, we did it collectively. We did it with the AFL's assistance as well, and I've got to thank those guys for playing the role they did in helping the clubs and the sample negotiate our way through it. So look, it took a while, but it's an outcome that's solid for both clubs. And guys, as you probably know, we've come off the back of both clubs have reported losses. For the season just gone off the back of having massive attendances at Adelaide Oval. So this goes some way to rectifying that, to ensuring that both clubs can be profitable.
Talking to Andrew Fagan, CEO of the Adelaide Crows. Andrew, are you able to kind of give us a ballpark if numbers stay consistent next year that they were as to what they were this year, as to what it might mean to your bottom line?
We've reported between the two clubs it's about $3 million upside in 2015, rising to $4 million in 2016 and 17. Of that, look, there's probably, that's between the two clubs. So there's probably, $1 to $1.2 million in money that we can bank on. And there's a bit more in the incentive if we can get away some inventory at the right price. So and that's in 15, and then it'll rise to closer to 1. Probably 7 that we can bank on, and with a few hundred grand in inventory from 16 and 17. So look, it's a solid increase to our bottom line, one that's needed, and importantly one that reflects the revenue that's been generated off the back of footy in the venue. So we had a target that we wanted to get to in terms of cents in the dollar, and we're much closer to that, and that was really our benchmark for determining whether this is a good outcome or not.
I reckon you might have a few clubs over in this city of ours who might be giving you a call to find out how you actually did that. Hey, one last one before we let you go on an unrelated topic. We've been talking about this story over here regarding Fox Footy and their hopes in conjunction with the Coaches Association to have the two coaches side by side at the end of Fox Footy exclusive games. And we've read, and we read again this morning via Caroline Wilson, that your coach, Phil Walsh, has been reluctant to commit to this. Has that been, have his reservations been something that have been shared by the footy club? Has he discussed those reservations with you?
Yeah, look, he has discussed those reservations with me, and look, Walsh, he's up for stuff if he needs to do it, and he's, as you probably would have learned from him, he's a very authentic guy, but he's wonderful media talent, but that doesn't mean he loves doing it, and he wants to concentrate on footy, and particularly in his first year as a senior coach, and this wasn't something that he saw was a comfortable situation that coaches could be placed in. But, look, he wasn't strongly voicing opinion one way or the other, but he certainly he certainly had a degree of reluctance, and I'm happy to share that. And look, I know look, all parties seem to be working through it at the moment, and I look forward to seeing where it lands.
We all do. Mate, to you and your crosstown colleagues, congratulations. It's a great outcome, and one that is going to have an immediate impact on your ability to run the business the way you want to run it. Thanks for joining us this morning and telling us about it.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.